This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, He is God. In the book of Job, we read of a man who came under severe attack by Satan. Within a short amount of time, Job went from a man of wealth, health, and large family to a man who lost all his possessions, was near death, and childless. In the early stage of his trials, Job demonstrated a deep commitment to God's sovereignty. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Job 1, verses 20 and 21. Then, when his wife told him to curse God and die, Job responded with, Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? Job 2, verse 10. Job seemed to have a deep understanding of what we often quote in times of trial. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him. Romans 8, verse 28. But at the same time, Job struggled with understanding why God would allow these things to happen. Yes, God is in control, but why? When Job couldn't find an answer, he began to feel terribly alone and abandoned. Job 23, verses 3 through 5. If only I knew where to find Him. If only I could go to his dwelling. I would state my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would find out what he would answer me and consider what he would say. Our trials often cause similar concerns. We find ourselves asking where God has gone and why he is allowing such hardship. Even though we may believe God is working all things for our good, we often search in vain to find something positive in our situation. And when we fail to see any possible good, we become frustrated and assume God has forgotten us, abandoned us in our time of need. Finally, God responded to Job's cry for answers. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Job 38, verses 4 and 5. God's response continued for almost four chapters. Who has claim against me that I must repay? Everything under heaven belongs to me. Job 41, verse 11. The Creator of the universe, the one who formed every intricate detail of what we see and cannot see, the one who lifted us out of the slimy pit and set our feet on solid ground, spoke to Job and simply said, I am God. Our Heavenly Father loves us so very much. He truly desires for us to know Him better, and walk by His side with complete trust. But there are times when our trust must take comfort in accepting a difficult answer. Often, in the middle of our trials, we must continue to simply believe His word is true. Though we may not understand, we must desperately cling to His promises and know He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let's be at total peace and restore our hope by always remembering that He is God. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.